Perfectionism is a scam. Let go of the need to be flawless. Hey there, amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day. And if not, that's okay too. Welcome to the 7th episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditi Diga, your host, and I'm so excited to have you here. It means a lot. If you've ever spent an hour rewriting one sentence, torn up a drawing because it wasn't perfect, or felt like you're only as valuable as your achievements, yeah, same, you're in the right place. So before we dive in, just a quick disclaimer. I'm not a mental health professional, just a high school student passionate about talking honestly about mental wellness. This podcast is for inspiration and reflection, not professional advice. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted adult or a licensed therapist. All right, now let's get into it. Let's talk about the scam of perfectionism and how we start to let it go because it is quite costly. So let's start with the basics. What even is perfectionism? We've all heard the term, but it doesn't just mean wanting to do well. It's the belief that anything short of perfect is failure. It's that inner voice that says, if I mess this up, it means I'm a mess. Perfectionism is deeply rooted in fear. Fear of rejection, fear of judgment, fear of being seen as weak or not good enough. It's not just about getting the highest grade or being the best dancer or athlete. It's about proving your worth. And the scariest part, it's sneaky. Perfectionism can wear so many different outfits. The straight A student who panics at a B. The artist who never shares their work because it's not ready yet. The social media curator who only posts polished highlights. And the friend who can't open up because they don't want to look like a burden. The common thread, this need to be flawless, is so that we feel like we're enough. So where does it come from? Some of it starts in childhood. Maybe you were praised only when you achieved something big, or maybe you were compared to others, siblings, classmates, cousins. Over time, we start tying our identity to success. It becomes, I am my grades, or I am my productivity. Then there's social media, the constant comparison. Everyone seems like they have it all figured out. Their lives look so curated and effortless. But behind every perfect post is often stress, retakes, and a lot of self-doubt. And finally, perfectionism can come from pressure, from school, from family, from society, and even from ourselves. Here's the thing. Perfectionism might seem like a motivator, like if I set really high standards, I'll do really well. And sometimes that might work, but most of the time, it holds us back. Here's how. It leads to procrastination. You're so afraid of messing up that you avoid starting altogether. Perfectionism also sucks the joy out of creativity. When nothing is ever good enough, you never feel proud of what you make. It also damages your self-esteem and your performance and creates burnout. You're always striving, never resting, always reaching, never arriving, and it blocks your vulnerability. You're scared to be seen as flawed, so you keep your guard up, missing chances for real connection. Let me say this again. Perfectionism does not equal excellence. In fact, it's often the thing stopping us from even getting started. I used to think perfectionism was a strength. Like, I care so much that I'll stay up until 2 a.m. doing my project, redoing it multiple times. And I thought that made me hardworking and disciplined, but it didn't feel good. It felt exhausting. I remember this one time. I was editing a video for a competition. I had spent weeks on it. And the night before the deadline, I wanted to redo it because it wasn't perfect. I submitted something last minute and it didn't even reflect all the work I put in. And that's the thing. Perfectionism made me sabotage myself. It made me focus more on impressing others than expressing myself. So how should we break free? How do we actually start letting go? Here are some real doable steps. The first thing that you can do is to redefine success and ask yourself, what does success mean to me? Not your teacher, your parents, or Instagram. You. Is it learning something new, expressing yourself honestly, or maybe just making progress? The next thing is to practice self-compassion. You will mess up. You will make typos, trip on stage, and get things wrong. That's being human. Speak to yourself like you would to a best friend. Kind, supportive, and forgiving. And celebrate progress, not perfection. Did you finish the thing you were afraid to start? That's a win. Did you try something new? That's also a win. Small wins build momentum. The last thing is to rest. Seriously rest. Because resting isn't lazy. It's necessary. Take breaks, breathe, because your worth doesn't decrease when you pause. Here are a few affirmations that I know have really helped me. The first one, I am enough, exactly as I am. And progress is more important than perfection. You can say these out loud, write them down, stick them on your mirror. The more we challenge that inner critic, the quieter it becomes. Instead of just repeating affirmations, we can write our way through perfectionism. Journaling is a powerful tool as well to understand the patterns behind our perfectionist thoughts. Here are a few prompts to get you started. You could write about, what am I afraid will happen if I'm not perfect? Or what would I do differently if I truly believed I was enough? Take 5 minutes this week to answer just one of these. No overthinking, no editing. Just honest words from you to you. Let's be real though. Perfectionist thoughts still love to sneak in. But one of the best ways to fight back is to reframe them. Here are some common perfectionist thoughts and healthier ways to respond. Number one, if it's not perfect, it's a failure. You can reframe it by instead saying, if it's done with effort and heart, it's a success. Here's another one. I'll never be good enough. Reframe this by saying, I'm learning and growing every day. Try practicing these swaps when the perfectionist voice gets loud. The more you practice, the more natural it feels to choose self-trust over self-doubt. If the perfectionist thoughts have sounded familiar so far, remember you are not alone. Let's quickly talk about how culture and identity shape the way we experience perfectionism. For a lot of people, especially those from immigrant families, BIPOC communities, or high-achieving households, the pressure to be perfect isn't just personal, it's cultural. Maybe you've heard things like you have to work twice as hard to get half as far, or don't let the family down. Or people like us don't fail. These messages aren't always said so outright, but they're deeply felt. And while they often come from a place of love and hope, they can place enormous pressure, especially on young people, to never mess up. Suddenly, your success feels like it doesn't just represent you, it represents your whole community, or your family's sacrifices, or your identity. That's heavy, and it makes perfectionism feel less like a choice and more like a responsibility. But here's some truth to tackle that. You are allowed to take up space imperfectly. You are allowed to grow, to experiment, to rest. You can honor where you come from and create a life that feels emotionally sustainable. Letting go of perfection doesn't mean letting go of pride. It means letting go of the fear that you have to earn your right to exist as you are. So let's shift from perfectionism to purpose. Perfectionism says, I need to be the best so I can feel worthy. But purpose says, I want to do this because it brings me joy, meaning, or connection. So start asking yourself why you're doing the things you do. Are you doing it because you love it? Because it energizes you? Because it aligns with your values? Perfectionism tries to control the outcome, but purpose trusts the process. And when you move through life with purpose, not pressure, you'll start to enjoy things again. You'll create freely, connect deeply, and breathe easier. So here's what I want you to take from today. Perfectionism is not your protector. It's not your superpower. It's a lie dressed up as a gold star. You don't have to be flawless to be worthy. You don't have to earn your value by working nonstop. What you do need is to be kind to yourself, to show up and to rest, to make messy things and to fail and to get back up. And to know that even in your most unpolished, imperfect moments, you are enough. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. This podcast can be found on Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. If this message resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear it. Next episode, we'll talk about how I'm fine and other lies we tell ourselves to open up a conversation about how we avoid our real feelings, how that hurts us, and how to start being honest with ourselves and others. So until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care. Signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity. This is Aditi reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.